what gives us bullshit. And sometimes a girl can be a bitch. And sometimes cops can be real dicks. And sometimes I drink till I get sick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Can of Truths, Facts About the Plant. Welcome to the show, guys. This is episode 51 of Can of Truths. It is Friday, October 9th, 2015. Thank you for joining us. Feel free to send us an email at canatruths@gmail.com. You can find the official website at canatruths.wordpress.com. Again, guys, thank you for joining us. As usual, I'm your host, Denton Ramsey. Again, just to give you guys a quick update, I don't really like to talk about my life and things that are going on in my life outside of the cannabis and activist movement, but latest is I'm no longer in Lubbock. I'm back in Central Texas. I'm going to be hosting the show alone. Things did not work out between Shelby and me, but that is okay. Life goes on. Again, guys, I don't really want to dwell on that, but just quick update. There you go. Again, you can find us on iTunes. You can also find the official podcast at canatruths.podomatic.com. Again, guys, feel free to send us an email. I'd love story ideas or things like that, and would love to communicate with you guys as fans. So definitely be in touch. Right now, I'm going to go ahead and play you guys a quick interview with Walk Off the Earth. Again, if you guys have been following Can of Truths for a while, you guys know that I'm a big, big fan of WOAT, i.e. Walk Off the Earth. And these guys are awesome. They just came out with a new album. But this interview is on YouTube. Again, I'll give you guys a link to it. But I'm going to go ahead and play this right now. They're just going to be talking about their new album called Sing It All The Way. And they're going to be talking about smoking with Snoop Dogg. Here we go.
Can you do a quick intro?
My name's Johnny. How's it going?
I'm Sarah.
Marshall.
I'm Joel.
Taylor.
I know you're still doing covers on YouTube, but like, let's say on your tour, do you ever, is there a reluctance to keep doing covers and you just want to play original music?
No, there's no reluctance.
You still like?
Yeah, we love playing covers. I mean, I think a lot of bands love playing covers. You take a great song, you put your own twist on it. And I honestly, every concert I've ever been to, every band has performed a cover in their set. You know, it's just something, it's a great way to introduce fans that don't know your original music into the style of music that you are. And, you know, I think maybe some people looked at it differently because we did it through YouTube, which was a new format at that time. But it's something that every band's been doing for hundreds of years.
Absolutely.
For the fans who do know the videos, too, I mean, it's a good chance for them to, we're kind of trying to bring those songs to life live. Like, they watch the videos online, they got a lot of views on those. So for those people who love our cover of Happy, for example, they might come to our new show and see us pull it off live.
Yeah.
Well, and how many takes will typical cover, like, let's say Happy, how many takes did that take to actually get it finally?
It depends on how many people are in the video, how many instruments, what's happening, if there's any throwing.
If we had the practice.
How many rehearsals or practices we had.
When we play live, there's only
one take.
Yeah.
Obviously, yeah.
Is there covers that you won't do live then? Because they're just,
sometimes. We try to challenge ourselves to do all those ones, but
there's a few that if we tried to do them live and succeeded, our crew would be pissed.
Yeah. we do a cover of Royals by Lorde, and we were contemplating trying to make that happen live with the way we do it in the video with, like, the never-ending assembly line of instruments, but
we didn't want to give away the secret of the uke drop.
It turned out it was more of a job than we thought.
That's the one where if you look over the course of the I don't even know how many takes. We start off with big smiles on our face, and by the end, yeah, we are very serious.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Very deadpan.
Well, I got smashed in the head like 3 times from those ukuleles.
Marshall's nose broke, I think, that time.
Is there a cover that you guys gave up on? Like, this is, we can't cover this. We're not, it's not going to work.
It usually works.
Yeah. We make like an educated guess before we start doing anything like that. So we're not going to like do something we know we can't ever do. So.
There is the Holy Grail, though, we've been talking about for a while, doing Bohemian Rhapsody, and we're not going to do that until it's like we got it together.
Yeah, we've been working on Bohemian Rhapsody for about 5.5 years.
Really?
So, one day.
Working on it in our minds.
Yeah. What is the hang-up to not do Bohemian Rhapsody?
It's just going to be huge.
The best song
out,
in the world. It's that they already did it.
The greatest song
exactly how it should be.
Yeah, so if you're going to cover it, you got to come correct.
Yeah.
Tell me about this this new album. Second or fourth or sixth, whichever it is. tell me about it. Where are you guys coming? What place are you guys coming from with this?
The album's called "Sing It All Away," and that pretty much sums up our band. Like, we just really want people to listen to the new songs. They're very, they're like anthems. They're massive songs. We want people to listen to them and just feel awesome and bring positive energy to their lives, and you know, help them to like stay motivated to do awesome stuff. That's.
Sing away all the bad energies.
Yeah.
Shout it out.
I mean, you guys have had a really rapid ascent in terms of just, you know, YouTube fame and then now this and everything. What's been one of the most surreal moments you guys have had?
Deep thought.
Smoking weed with Snoop Dogg, I don't know.
Yeah.
That's real?
That's up there for sure.
Where was this?
In his bus and, like, in the studio that we were working in with him. Yeah. That was pretty weird. That's cool. Yeah.
What's he like smoking?
He's a really nice guy. I don't know. He likes marijuana a lot.
He's got a full-time blunt roller he travels with.
Yeah.
He needs to be up to standard.
It's really strong, so you have to be careful. Like, I only had like a tiny little bit, and I couldn't really speak very well after. But it was, you know, it was fun. It was weird, because, I mean, growing up as a kid, like, you know, I was listening to Snoop Dogg, and, you know, it was really surreal and weird, but he's a nice guy, for sure.
Does he impart, like, some real, like, stoner wisdom?
He does. He's full of wisdom, and he's really, like, just everything that comes out of his mouth is, like, rhymes, for one, which is cool, and it's very profound.
Is there anything he said that stuck with you in terms of advice?
Oh, he say?
He made fun of me for being white, and I heard a lot at first, but I over the next couple of weeks, that really helped me realize that I got to kind of loosen up a bit, you know, and be a little more Snoop with my day-to-day activities. So I credit, thank you, Snoop, for, I mean, obviously I'm so laid back at this point now, and it's all thanks to Snoop.
Everybody should be more Snoop in their day-to-day.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Basically. All right, guys, I'll give you guys a link to that. Again, that was an interview with Walk Off the Earth, and them talking about their new album and smoking bud with Snoop. So let's get to some stories, guys. The first one I want to talk about is through Yahoo.com. This story is entitled South Dakota Tribe to Open Nation's First Marijuana Resort. The Santee Sioux Tribe has already proven its business acumen, running a successful casino, a 120-room hotel room, and a 240-head buffalo ranch on the plains of South Dakota. But those enterprises have not been immune to competition and the lingering effects of the Great Recession. So the small tribe of 400 is undertaking a new venture, opening the nation's first marijuana resort on its reservation. The experiment could offer a new money-making model for tribes nationwide seeking economic opportunities beyond casinos. Santee Sioux leaders plan to grow their own pot and sell it in a smoking lounge that includes a nightclub, arcade games, bar and food service, and eventually slot machines in an outdoor music venue. Quote, "We want it to be an adult playground," Tribal President Anthony Reeder said. "There's nowhere else in America that has something like this," end quote. Again, guys, this is something new. If you guys have not heard, it was recently legalized for the tribes, no matter where they are, even in places like Texas. The Indian tribes on their reservations, they do have legal medical marijuana or legal marijuana in general. So this is new. This is something that we'll see how it all plays out, but it sounds really interesting. It sounds like something I might want to go hang out and visit. And sorry if I slaughtered the tribe name there, guys. Let's move on. This is something that's a little bit old news, but again, I just want to touch on it, especially covering cannabis news from Texas and considering it's been a while since I've been on the air and talked to you guys about some of the latest updates when it comes to medical marijuana reform in the state of Texas. And this story is entitled, Texas Legalizes Medical Marijuana Oils for Epilepsy. Again, guys, this is pretty old news. This happened about 4 months ago, but Texas Governor Greg Abbott recently signed a bill legalizing the limited use of marijuana extracts for severe forms of epilepsy. The law allows the use of cannabis oils that are high in CBD or cannabidol, a non-euphoric compound found in the marijuana plant, and low in THC, the main psychoactive ingredient found in marijuana associated with a, quote, high sensation, to treat interactive epilepsy. The state will oversee the regulation and distribution of the cannabis oils, which are only available to patients who have tried at least two traditional epilepsy medications and have not found them to be effective. The patient must also get approval of two doctors before being able to take advantage of the new law. Again, guys, this is baby steps in the right direction for the state of Texas. I know it's hard to swallow for some of you guys. I know a lot of you guys didn't want to support the CBD-only bill, but this is, again, steps in the right direction for Texas. We've got to take every step we can possible to get to the point where medical cannabis is recognized and legalized in the state of Texas. And right now, this is the best small steps that we can take right now. So, again, guys, stay tuned to CannaTruce and stay tuned to Texas Cannabis Report and some of these other great networks that are out there for you guys as far as the state of Texas and what's going on here, and we'll keep you guys up to date as far as this new CBD-only bill has passed in our state. Let's talk about this next story. It comes from KGW.com out of Portland. It's talking about Oregon's first week of recreational pot sales topping $11 million. I'm going to play this video for you guys real quick, and then we'll quickly discuss it.
Black Angus beef and bacon.
So tense.
Fire roasted peppers and onions.
It's mixed.
Let's settle this.
Tex-Mex!
Should we tell him it's both?
Eventually.
Yes. Introducing the Tex-Mex Bacon Thick Burger, only at Carl's Jr.
After just 1 week of recreational marijuana sales, estimates are that Oregon dispensaries have raked in $11 million.
That figure only could mean that the state's estimate is shockingly low for how much money it'll make when taxes kick in pot in January. KGW's Nina Melhoff is live at a dispensary in Northeast Portland that's seen quite the uptick in customers. Nina?
Tracy, uptick is right. This is Nectar's busiest time of day when folks get off work. They have seen 5 to 6 times the amount of business since recreational sales started last Thursday. At Nectar, they're restocking the shelves a lot this week. They have to.
And we're seeing about 500 people a day.
Can I do a gram of the OG Kush?
Dispensary owners and customers reporting Oregon's first week has gone very well.
It's just exciting. It's really weird. It feels like it's not even actually happening, to be honest. It's really bizarre.
We just wanted to come in and check it out. We've never been able to actually go into one of the stores, so we want to be able to see what it's like.
$3.5 million in sales that first historic day. 1 week in, Oregon is already far ahead of dollars spent on pot compared to Washington and Colorado's first legal week. When voters approved recreational marijuana, the state set an estimate of $9 million in net tax revenue for the first year. But the Oregon Retail Cannabis Association thinks it'll be 3 times that much.
It's just person after person after person.
At Fresh Buds in Southeast, these hundreds of new customers came at a crucial time. They were trying to stay afloat with only 15 medical customers a day.
There for a while, towards the end, we were, thinking about having to maybe close the doors or, because we weren't getting any kind of, steady business.
In this past week, they're back in the black, averaging 10 times as much foot traffic. And the customer base varies as much as the strains they're buying.
Obviously, we're seeing a young crowd, but we're also seeing people in their 50s and 60s that would never have bought the product if it wasn't legal.
Remember, pot sales are all tax-free until January, and once that 25% tax gets added on, it'll go to help fund schools, mental health, and state police. Back to you.
All right, guys, and that was the story about Oregon and their first week of legal cannabis sales. Again, we'll touch more on that. I'll give you guys a link to that story. And let's move on to this next one. This next one comes out of dailycaller.com. It's entitled Poll Showing Support for Marijuana Legalization Soars in Texas. Support for marijuana legalization has enjoyed a massive boost in one of the country's most conservative states. According to a Texas Lyceum poll, 46% of Texans support legalizing cannabis, a substantial increase from just a third 4 years ago. Public opinion in the state is still marginally opposed to a more relaxed policy on pot, with 50% against full legalization.
Corinne Bernard's red tag sales event ends.
So, sorry guys about that ad that popped up, but I'll give you guys a link to that story as well. And it's neat to see that the state of Texas is slowly but surely coming around to legalization of cannabis here. And I think the more that we open people's eyes to this, and again, having people that not only are smokers and are part of the movement, but people that don't even use it and are part of the movement is a big, giant help in the right direction. And I have a few friends that are like that, and I think it's something that, again, it helps our cause tremendously, guys. It really does. And let's get things going here in the state of Texas. Let's get things going here nationally, and let's hope that we can legalize cannabis here in America and end prohibition. Again, thanks to Gorilla Seed Bank. You guys can find their link on our website as well. They're a big sponsor of our show. They've been around since the get-go. So definitely, guys, please support them. All right, guys, that will conclude episode 51 of Cannatruce, Facts About the Plant. Be sure to join us again soon. I'll hopefully have another co-host with me again, guys. And if not, I'll continue hosting it by myself. And we'll continue bringing you the latest news that we can when it comes to cannabis reform and not only Texas, but nationally. So I'm going to leave you guys with a song called Burn. This is a song that I wrote with my friend Trey Dietrich. And here we go. It's a parody of the song Cruise. All right, guys. Talk to y'all soon. Email me, cannatruce@gmail.com. Denton Ramsey signing off, guys. Later. Doing, man.
Shit, dude.
Are you really gonna make me do this again?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Baby, you a bone. You make me wanna roll my windows up and burn. Hey, baby. When I first saw that bandana on her, I knew right away that she was a stoner. Thought, oh good lord, she had them long dark dreads. I was so damn baked that I walked up and said, baby, you a bomb, you make me wanna roll my windows up and burn. Down the main roads, blowing up blunts through the middle of the town with no concern. Yeah, this OG Kush is the good shit. Would look a hell of a lot better with some coke in it. Baby, you a bomb, you make me wanna roll my windows up and burn. She was slinging that northern, taking down or fell in love with her bud. So I bought a quarter, already high, we didn't give a fuck, she said. Fire it up, let's go smoke a fat blunt. Baby, you a bomb, you make me wanna roll my windows up and burn. Down the main roads, blowing up blunts through the middle of town with no concern. Yeah, this OG Kush is the good shit. Would be a hell of a lot better with some coke in it. Baby, you a bomb, you make me wanna roll my windows up and burn. summer fun. Smoking that weed, she took a hit and passed it to me. And I burned on that purple ice. Why in the light happened to buy her and I? Man, we were so high. Fly in the dark, ripped it real hard. Went to Colorado and got my green card. Holding it in till I feel my chest bumping. That last rip sitting straight to my bed. Baby, you a bone. You make me wanna roll my windows up and burn. Down the main road, blowing up blunts through the middle of town with no concern. Baby, you a bone. You make me wanna roll my windows up and burn. Down the main roads, blowing up blunts through the middle of town with no concern. Yeah, this OG Kush is the good shit. Would be a hell of a lot better with some coke in it. Baby, you a bomb. You make me wanna roll my windows up and burn.
Hey, baby.
Baby, you a bomb. You make me wanna roll my windows up and burn.
Hey guys, y'all still with me? It's like a secret song on a CD. Still here. It's like episode 51, part B. Hey, big win by the Astros tonight, guys. Gotta say, as the host of the show, I'm really excited about Houston this year. The Texans suck. They should have beat the Colts tonight, but you know, it's all good. The Astros, on the other hand, are looking awesome. Alright, guys. Thanks for joining me for episode 51 of Can of Truce, Facts About the Plant. I'd love to hear from you guys. Email me, canatruce@gmail.com. Talk to you guys again soon.